This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Clubbers.
I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon.
And this is a weekly chance to look back at what we have learned on the show.
Welcome to Self Care Club Snippets.
Happy Christmas, Nicole.
Happy Christmas to you too, Lauren.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Because lots of people find the festive season pretty challenging. In fact, 36% of people report extra stress at this time of year.
Well, we got that covered this week, because I'm Nicole Goodman.
I'm Lauren Mishcon.
And I'm Kate Medlin, therapist. And this is Self Care Club.
Merry Christmas, Clubbers! Welcome to this very special episode of Self Care Club, where we've invited our resident therapist and friend of the show, Kate Medlin, to come back and help you out with all your Christmas problems.
Hello, Kate. Welcome.
Hello. Lovely to see you both.
Lovely to see you again.
IRL.
I know.
And last time we did this, well, we've done this a few times, we were only on Zoom.
Yeah.
We were.
So it's lovely to have you actually here.
I know, it's great.
A reminder to the listeners, Kate is a therapist and Bella Magazine's Agony Aunt, and many of you may remember her from our Festive Season Survival Toolkit show last Christmas, and from our Mental Health Awareness Week special. And she's back today to give you guys and us her professional advice and words of wisdom.
So can we have a general chat about what women find the most challenging during the festive season? Should we start there?
Yes.
Well, we know from asking our listeners that it's issues that are a bit like overindulging with food, probably, and money, overspending.
Yeah.
Dealing with difficult relatives, that's got to be a big one. The pressure to be happy all the time, the pressure to make it the most wonderful time of the year, the mental load, expectations, and of course, missing loved ones. So have you seen anything new cropping up this year, Kate, with your private clients and your Bella readers post-COVID?
Do you know, I think that if there has been a shift, it's actually been in a positive direction in to a certain extent, I think that what lockdowns and COVID and all that we've been through in the last couple of years has taught us is not to sweat the small stuff.
Yes. Mm.
And yes, therefore, yes, if there is anything that we can take out of what we've been through, it is, you know, does it matter if we don't have 14 sides to go with our turkey? And do we need to have turkey plus four other options, you know, or can we just go, it's just a roast dinner?
Yeah. As long as there's wine, who cares?
Exactly.
It's true. It's just a roast dinner. Why do we get so caught up in this need to make it? It's perfectionism,
yes,
isn't it?
Absolutely. And the pressure. And usually it does fall on women, although not always. I have to say, the chefs in my family are the men. Trained, taught, pushed into it. I think that I have cooked about three times in the whole of lockdown.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Lucky.
I know, I am lucky. And the men in my family love cooking and they practically fight over who's going to cook. It does mean there's lots of clearing up to do.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
You know, we've got to go with our strengths, haven't we? And the funny thing is, I want to say this about Christmas as well, actually, is that the clear-uppers never get like a thank you or a round of applause in the way that the chefs do.
That's true. And it's a thankless task.
It is a thankless task.
Scrubbing that gravy-covered roasting tin.
It's all right for me because I'm both.
Oh, that doesn't sound right.
And you deserve a double round of applause.
Well, no. To be fair to my husband, he is doing the turkey this year and he did do the turkey last year. And the kids have cracked on about the turkey for a whole year, which I find immensely annoying because I then cook the rest of the year and they don't say a word. And now he's like Mr. Hero, Superman, swooping in to save Christmas Day because I'm doing the turkey. But what no one realizes, going on what you've said, there's everything else that goes on around. The turkey is a very small piece of the pie.
You shove it in an oven.
Yeah. Bit
well,
of basting.
He treats it like a newborn.
Does he rock it in a muslin cloth?
He breastfeeds. It's a whole thing.
It's a bit like when men say that they're babysitting their own children.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. It's a classic, that one.
Yeah. So Adam's like, I'm cooking. It's like, well, you know what? I'm pretty much going to be cooking. But that's okay. So should we get on to what the listeners have asked for Kate's advice?
They've sent us in all their questions and we've anonymised everything because we didn't want anyone to feel exposed / embarrassed / their relatives to hear their questions. So there are no names on anything.
No, that's good because I always anonymise when readers write into me at Bella, I always anonymise it, you know, if there's any identifying details, because then I think that I can be more open and challenging with my response as well.
Nice. Okay. So this is the first question. We're spending the holidays at my parents' place. How do we manage to spend time all together, but also just alone with my husband? I don't want to disappoint anyone.
I mean, there's so much in that question.
Isn't there?
So much. I wish I had the person in front of me because I want to ask many more things.
Like what?
Like, why does she feel that she isn't getting enough time with her husband? Is it her husband saying, oh, but if we're at your parents, I get sidelined? You know, who's putting who under pressure?
Yeah.
If it is that she doesn't get enough time with her husband, then what's going on in the rest of their life? Because this is just a day, or maybe it's a few days if you're going to stay with parents that live further away. What is going on in your regular life that is highlighted? Because that's the thing about Christmas, is it often highlights, it puts a microscope on what's going on in the rest of our life, because all of the tensions are kind of ramped up.
I guess it's like, I don't know if they're going abroad or, you know, they're obviously going to stay for a few days, but maybe they're like, we're going to stay, so we really feel like we have to join in with everything and be there for every meal and be there for every cup of coffee and chat. But actually, we want a little bit of space as a couple.
Well, maybe there's pressure coming from her parents as well. Maybe she only sees them once. Well, we don't know, do we?
No.
Maybe, I just wonder if this is something that the person feels regularly, that they have to spread themselves so thin that they feel like they're not giving enough to anybody, like everybody's going with that. But I wonder if that's a feeling from them within themselves rather than actually how others experience them.
As in, no one really would be disappointed if she said, listen,
we're going for a walk.
We're going to go for a walk and have some lunch together. We'll see you guys later.
Absolutely. I think be clear with your boundaries. Don't guess what other people are feeling. Ask them, is it okay if we go for a walk? We'd really like some time together. And, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And if the other person, whether it's the parents, whether it's the husband, if anyone has a problem with that, then in a way that's their stuff. I know it's sometimes difficult to leave anybody feeling disappointed or feeling upset, but actually keep saying to yourself, I haven't done anything wrong. You know, we get very little time together and therefore this is okay.
Nice. And it's her Christmas too.
Absolutely.
As much
Remember
as it's
that.
For her parents, for her husband, for whoever else, it's hers as much as it's anyone else's.
I think so many women forget that. It's actually your Christmas as well.
Sad, as we're all very reflective on that.
But I feel that often. I often forget, oh yeah, it's my Christmas day as well as everyone else's Christmas day.
I think sometimes we see it as something we have to get through rather than
enjoy. Or manage the expectation and joy and happiness for everybody else, facilitate everybody else.
It's very hard when there's gravy all over the floor and, you know, there's a million like wrapping. I can't bear the mess.
You just let it go for a few hours.
It very hard to enjoy myself when everything's all over the place. That's my question.
There you go.
How do you enjoy yourself when everything's all over the place?
Well, I mean, clearing up while it's still going on is a bit like shoveling snow when it's still snowing, isn't it?
Yeah.